لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وضل عنهم ما كانوا يدعون من قبل وظنوا ما لهم من محيص. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر فذو دعاء عريض. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and kindness, has been very kind to us by blessing us with the month that has passed us. And also, He continues to be kind to us by giving us the sixth fast of Shawwal. And the gift that He gives us for fulfilling our obligation towards Him for our benefit is that we get 1 year's worth of reward. Imagine for a moment the trade-off. Basically, on an average, 36 days of fasting, 35 days of fasting, and thereafter, over 300, roughly, and 30 days of reward for that. Imagine if a person did this every year. By the time they get to be 50 or 60, they have lived a life, inshallah, of tremendous amount of benefit, where Allah has just showered upon them various forms of reward and benefit. You couple that with three fasts every month for 14, 15, and 16. You couple that with every 2 days of fasting every week. My brothers and sisters in Islam, it will improve our health immensely. It will improve our sensitivity and relationship between ourselves and Allah immensely. However, we only turn to Allah when we need Allah. And opening up the Quran and talking about this from a random point of view, Allah in the Quran says, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ. Allah says, when we favor humans with various blessings, instead of humans being appreciative and saying, thank you, O Allah, humans begin to think that they're entitled to that given good. And this is the way we even behave in our homes. I'm entitled to my son, or for my son to give me the paycheck. I'm entitled for my daughter to do this and this work in the house. I'm entitled for my wife. She must do such and such preparations for Eid, Eid al-Adha, whatever it may be. Where did this attitude of entitlement come in Islamic history is beyond my understanding. In fact, if you look at the life of Rasulullah, there were days in which he did not eat. You look at the life of Rasulullah, there were days in which he swept the house and he cleaned the house. There were days in which he would assist in various chores, internally as well as externally. There was never a moment of entitlement. He would go in certain battles. He would be willing to give his life if necessary. You look at the way in which he raised his daughter. He didn't say, go to your mother will take care of you. Because he took an active part in raising his daughter, some say when she was approximately 4 or 5, when he was attacked, when filth was thrown on him, the intestines of an animal was thrown on him by the disbelievers of that time, that very daughter went and assisted in removing that filth of her father's back. If you give your all to your child, to your family in the proper way, you think they're going to turn their back on you? Humans have a conscience. Humans by nature have a guilt. Allah gave us certain characteristics and qualities. So the Quran is saying, let go of this attitude of entitlement, that everyone owes me a sorry. Everyone owes me something. My brothers, in the real world, nobody owes you anything and you don't owe me anything. In the real world, we all are fulfilling a contractual obligation. That's the real world. That is the real world. Even between father and son, whoever it may be, wife and husband, in the real world, I do X, you do Y. And in the real world, we have to be thankful to Allah that He gave us the opportunity to assist one another. Nobody likes to talk like this because it is too realistic. Because we want this fantasy. The fantasy is, everybody loves me. Everybody will do favors for me. I'm a wonderful guy. And you're a wonderful... But we know from life experiences, that's not what life is all about. Therefore Allah is saying, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ. Allah says, I give you, and I give you blessings. I help you. When you least expect it, I take you on the next level. I give you good property. I give you good cars. I give you comfort. I give you a good set of parents. I give you a good set of children. I give you all this. You even pick up your hands, oh Allah, help me here, help me there. Allah says, in unique ways, mysterious ways, I open your doors for you and I give you. And thereafter Allah says, when I just give you, what do? You start becoming arrogant. I was thinking, and based on my thinking, I created a solution. Really? And you're thinking, one headache, you can't give yourself a solution. You run and take an ibuprofen or whatever. But yet, this is the way we are as humans. Allah is saying that. أَعْرَضَ وَنَآ بِجَانِبِ. You withdraw. You turn away. After taking that favor. And one way you turn away is by saying, I did it with my intelligence. Imagine if your child tells you, you tell your child, I raised you. Your mother was nice to you. Now, alhamdulillah, you're 21 years old. You are leaving for your second degree in out of state. At least call your mother now and then. And your kid says, hey, dad, I'm 21 now. And you know how some kids talk? In fact, when they're young, what they say to you, when I'm 18, I'm going to leave. You know he's not going to leave or she's not going to leave. But it upsets you. It makes you think, What did I raise in front of me? Did I raise a human or did I raise an animal? You get upset with that child, knowing full well that child is not going to leave after 18. And wherever they are, they're going to be asking you, Dad, are you passing Western Union? I need some money. You know that child will still be there for you, inshallah. But just because he makes that statement, or she says, when I'm 18, I'm going to leave, 21, I'm going to leave, it infuriates you. Because the child is being ungrateful. Allah is saying the same thing. And أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى insan, I give insan, Muslim, non-Muslim, I give you. But yet, أَعْرَضَ وَنَآ بِجَانِبِي. You walk away like a cold-blooded individual. Like as if you are my creator and I'm your servant, Allah is saying. وَإِذَا مَسَّوْ شَرْ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيرٍ. After you walk away, you realize, you know what? Things are not right anymore. Things are going bad. Then Allah says, when hardship come your way, فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيرٍ. You start making dua, long, long dua. You start picking up, Allah is saying that, you start offering long, long du'as. And you say, oh Allah, I'm going to do this when I come right. Oh Allah, I'm going to do that. Oh Allah, if my child is not sick anymore. Oh Allah, I'll make sure I make my child memorize this and do that. Oh Allah, if my father's issue comes right, because I want my father to live till Lord knows how long. Oh Allah, I'll do this. Long, long du'as. And when the father comes right, the doctor did it. The child comes right, hospital. The hospitals in America are very good. That's what we say. Back home, what we know was going to happen? Our kid would have died back home. Back home, Allah is not there. Back home, Allah is somewhere else. In America, only Allah is.
But the funny part is, back home, they have a higher population than America. Have you ever thought about that? Those countries are exploding. Look at Chinese population. Look at the Indian population. Have you ever thought? Allah is Allah. So Allah is willing to extend. So Allah is saying very beautifully, Alhamdulillah, that, O insan, I'm giving you a lot of good. I'm giving you a lot of good. I gave you a blessed Friday. I gave you a blessed Eid. I gave you a blessed month. I gave you improved health, inshallah, as a result of fasting. Now Allah is saying, don't turn your back away from me. Because by you turning your back away from me, from other hadiths we gather that a time will come when you'll pick up your hand. And when you pick up your hand, Allah will say, you tricked me one time, you tricked me two times, you tricked me three times. Now enough is enough. And if you are lucky, Allah will give you a beautiful life. And all of a sudden, may Allah give your children, grandchildren, a lot of blessedness. But all of a sudden, He'll just pull the rug. And when you least expect it, your grandchild living a healthy, normal life, all of a sudden something dangerous happens, and that's it, it's over. Why does Allah do that? The Quran says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِي فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا مُبْلِسُونَ. I let you play, I let you enjoy. You want to party, I let you party. Then when I pull that rug, you just fly, and it's over. So the Quran is giving us a beautiful advice. Allah has been good to us. Allah has been kind to us. Allah has given us so much. We cannot even count whether it's water, whether it's clothing, whether it's shelter. Here, beautiful air conditioning. Allah has given, Allah has given, Allah has given. So it's time for us to be appreciative of that. And the time to make the long dua is now. Oh Allah, thank you. Allah, you've been kind. Allah, you've been magnificent. Allah, you've been good to my children. Allah, even though my children do bad things, you present love in my heart for them. And that motivates them to do more good. Oh Allah, my employer is good to me. Sometimes I do wrong things. Others are also good to me. Now is the time to make that long dua and make that dua with love and affection. If Allah gave me and you good without us making dua, if Allah has been kind to us while we are weak, you think He will not give us more when we continue to show appreciation towards Him? So inshallah, with that in mind, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide and bless us. Let me just read one more ayah. It says here, for example, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. As far as your mu'mins are concerned, Muslim brothers and sisters are concerned, especially those that are making an earnest effort to do good, Allah says, you are a brother. You are brothers and sisters to one another. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So reconcile between your brothers and sisters. Make salam. Those that don't have families today, and you know they don't have families, invite them over. Those that you see that are poor, legitimately poor, give them an extra hand. People back home that you may have cut off from for whatever reason, call them and say, look, things may have happened. For example, I know me, this is what I'd say. I call a person up, I didn't speak to you 2-3 years, things happened. I still may not speak to you again. But you know what? I had the audacity to call you. Forgive me. Let's try to do whatever we can do good and let's move on. Doesn't take much. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Allah says, reconcile between yourselves and make good so good can come your way, inshallah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Why must you do good? For the following. Fear Allah and do good. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So Allah can have more mercy on you. One is you ask Allah for mercy. The second is you become proactive. You do good things that makes the mercy come your way. See, everybody thinks mercy comes by me asking Allah. Everybody thinks you make dua for me, mercy comes my way. There's only quarter or only half of the issue. The second half is now you start doing good things. Just do them. And once you start, Allah says, you are doing what I wanted you to do. You are doing what the prophets wanted you to do. Now it's for me to shower more mercy upon you. So inshallah, we leave with these two ayah. Inshallah, they will continue to guide us, continue to help us. And may Allah continue giving each one of you, inshallah, a blessed Eid, a blessed Shawwal. Hopefully you will fast the 6 days of Shawwal. While you are fasting, inshallah, you will continue to allow the beauty of Ramadan to become an extending beauty for the rest of the year as well. May Allah help us and guide us at all times. وَآخِرْ دَوَانَا.